Okay. Hello. How are you? Steve here, with the English program, yes. We are celebrating the Beatles because the Beatles are super, fab, hip, and trendy. Yes, they're great, the old Beatles, yes. Sorry, I can't talk properly. I've been talking a lot today. Yes, the Beatles are great. Indeed, indeed, indeed they are. Yes, well, did you know that John Lennon, during the school holidays when he was a boy, he used to go with his cousins to Blackpool? And that is what we're talking about in this exciting episode, brought to you by the English program and available on the Audio Boo. If you're not sure, the Audio Boo page, or our page, is audioboo.fm/English radio. Right, okay. So, there's something, a town, a seaside resort on the coast, big beach and the sea and everything. It's called Blackpool. It's about, more or less, 45 minutes from Liverpool. It's great. It's very easy to get to. It's about 45 minutes in the car, on the motorway. And I used to always go there when I was a boy with my family. Great place to go for your holiday, for the summer holidays and everything. And they have something called the Blackpool Tower, which is a really big tower. Now, not only, it's like modelled on the Eiffel Tower. So someone went to the Eiffel Tower, or went to Paris, saw the tower, thought, this is really great, this is grand. By the way, grand is northern talk for great, for wonderful. Yes, it is. So they came back to Blackpool, which is in a place called Lancashire, and there they decided, let's build a big tower. And they did. They called it Blackpool Tower because it's in Blackpool, and that's why they did that. And it's now a Grade 1 listed building, Blackpool Tower. It's like a small version of the Eiffel Tower. And John used to go there in the holidays to watch people like George Formby. And people who he listened to, people like musicians and comedians and entertainers and performers and that sort of thing. And that's what John used to do. So there is a connection, a strong connection there between the Beatles and Blackpool. Now, I've got the information here to give you. Blackpool Tower, it's in Blackpool. It was opened on the 14th of May, 1894, yes. As I've mentioned, it was inspired by the Eiffel Tower. It's a member of something called the World Federation of Great Towers. Okay, so lots of info there for you to take in. There's a great picture I've got here, which I will attach to this particular episode of our Beatles podcast. But suffice to say, it's still there, and if you go to Blackpool, you can see it. If you come to Liverpool, because Liverpool's great. Liverpool's a wonderful place. If you do come here for your holiday, you can spend the morning or the afternoon in Blackpool. It's so near. It's incredibly near. I mean, 45 minutes is like nothing, you know? So, anyway, John would go to Blackpool to see... there was something called the Blackpool Tower Circus, and that's inside. It's sort of like in the building, in between the legs of the tower. It's a little bit different to the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is sort of freestanding. It's got the four legs. Well, Blackpool Tower has no sort of legs. It's got like a building inside, and this Blackpool Tower Circus had all kinds of artists. I've got a list of the people here. Max Bygraves, Joe Loss, and one of John's cousins says that George Formby was someone who John used to, in particular, love to go and watch. So, sadly, that didn't go on forever because John's cousin went to live in Scotland. But there you go, there's a nice little story there. John used to go to Blackpool, and I've been doing all the research and everything. So it's all true, absolutely true. So there we go, hope you enjoyed that little episode there. John and his connection with Blackpool. Your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions can be left on our Twitter page if you so wish, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.